run. Welker's there. Touchdown, Denver.
Floats one. He's got Welker wide open. Welker inside the 15, inside the 10. They'll call it a touchdown. Wes Welker.
Welcome back into Fox on Fox. It's not John Fox. It is Wes Welker. Five-time Pro Bowler, not to mention the league's all-time leading receptions leader by an undrafted player. You passed Rod Smith, the great Broncos player, earlier this year in the Arizona game. Let's start right there, Wes. Talk about what that record means, because it seems like that kind of sums up who you are as a player.
I think really just being in the same category and the same name, same list as Rod Smith is definitely an accomplishment and something I'll definitely look back on and think that, you know, it's a pretty cool deal. So you enjoy it, but again, you know, you try to move on and make sure that you're just week to week staying on top of what you need to do to help the team win.
It's obvious you love this game. You have taken some big hits at the end of last year, beginning of this season. Did you ever have to really think about whether or not it was worth it?
Yeah, sure. And for me, I mean, I feel like it is, you know, and right now and the type of team we have and the guys we have and the opportunity we have in front of us, it'd be hard to shut it down with all the good things we have going right now and the opportunity we have in front of us.
You talk about that opportunity. You've been to 3 Super Bowls. You still got a goose egg on the scoreboard there, trying to get that first one. How confident are you can get that done this year?
We have a chance. I think that's all you can really ask for. There's only a handful of teams that can really, I think, have an opportunity to do that, and we're one of them. And so, obviously we got to win this week against Cincinnati and make sure we're showing up and playing how we need to play against them and just take it one week at a time like that.
Wes, Terrence Knighton made the comments recently that the Broncos are going to win the Super Bowl. Well, basically guaranteeing that. Your buddy Tom Brady came back. He was kind of careful how he chose his words. Let's take a listen to what Tom has to say.
Pot Roast is a big man, and I would never say anything that would get him mad at me. But I'll just say there's a lot of football left to be played. My dad always told me, well done is better than well said. In the meantime, we have a lot of football left to play. It starts this weekend, Sunday at the Jets. Nothing is really clinched at this point. There's still 2 very important regular season games remain on our schedule, and that's what my focus is on.
Typical smart political answer by Tom Brady. Are you okay with what Terrence Knighton said about the Broncos winning the Super Bowl? Are you a little concerned to give the Patriots even more locker room material, so to speak?
No, not at all. Not at all. You know, I mean, it's...
That's what everyone in this building's thinking, right?
People are, it comes from the heart, you know, and that's the way he feels. I'm not going to guarantee anything, or I know how hard it is, and I think we all do, but Tom's pretty good at the political answers and things like that, so that doesn't surprise me.
Peyton's health right now, the flu game last week. To go out and play with a guy that's fighting conditions like that, does it kind of amp you guys up a little more to want to go out and battle for a guy, make plays for a guy like that that's fighting through something like that?
Well, I think we all want to go out there and make plays at all times, and no matter if he's feeling good or not. We're football players. I mean, a lot of people got to fight through a lot of things and injuries and health and everything else this time of year. So it's part of the game. But it definitely when one guy's down, every other guy's got to step up for him.
You guys haven't had a bye since week number 4, the way it fell this year. A win in Cincy on Monday night, you guys do clinch a first-round bye in the playoffs. How important would that be for this team?
It's very important, you know. Having that extra week to prepare and get rested and all those different things, it's big. But, we just got to take care of business this week.
Let's finish up. Wes Welker, off the field. When you're not here working on football, what are you doing?
Man, I mean, I pretty much spend my time getting stretched, massage, dinner, and I go to sleep. I mean, that's pretty much
the exciting life of Wes Welker.
Right.
I got to ask you about your fantasy football team. How'd you finish this year? Are you still in the running?
No, I was the number 1 seed going into the playoffs, had a rough go of it once we got in the playoffs. Lost by like a point in both games or whatever.
Field goal kicking. I want to ask you this because I read somewhere online you were a high school kicker at your high school in Oklahoma. A 58? Did you hit a 58-yarder?
Is that 57?
57-yarder. So did you ever lobby Coach Fox about, you know, if there's ever a possibility or a need for a kicker, maybe you could step in on a pinch?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, they know I can kick and stuff. So, you know, I've done it in the past in the NFL. So, I'm batting 1,000 right now. So, if they need me, I'm there.
There he is, Wes Welker. Good luck on Monday.
All right. Appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy.
And a reminder, Coach Fox is back in just a few minutes. But first, he just signed a rich contract. And already, Chris Harris Jr. is finding a way to give back to his community. Raul Martinez is back in studio with a look at how Harris Jr. is making the holidays extra happy for those in need.
Thanks, Nick. He's been a big part of the Broncos' dominant defense this year, so it's no surprise Denver locked up cornerback Chris Harris to a big contract. And early this week, he went out of his way to give a helping hand to Broncos country and some Denver kids who needed a boost this holiday season.
Shirt like that. Peace, love, and hope.
It's Christmas shopping night for Tavon Brandon Frege.
My brother's small. Yeah. I'm going to buy him shoes.
He's at Walmart picking out gifts for his brother and sister and the most important person in his life.
Yeah, this one. I'm going to buy something for my mom first. Yeah. She's the best.
Tavon is one of dozens of inner city kids handpicked by the Salvation Army and given a $125 gift card tonight by a total stranger.
Chris!
Hello.
A stranger who just happens to be Broncos cornerback Chris Harris Jr.
There you go. Christmas time, I always do this to go shopping with the kids, and we have 40 kids here, and blessing them to be able to go out there and get the things that they want for Christmas.
Harris is a man who likes underdogs, people at a disadvantage. Underdog's a word he used to describe himself. Undrafted and unnoticed when he tried to enter the NFL a few years back, he was the ultimate underdog. No team wanted to take a chance. But hard work finally caught the eye of the Denver Broncos, and the rest is history. The Broncos rewarded this proven playmaker with a $42.5 million contract.
It's like so rewarding to know that, like, you made it.
Just want to get him a card game.
The Harrises have been blessed this year. A winning team, a big contract, a 7-week-old baby.
Aria Anatalia Harris.
And a whole lot to be thankful for. An underdog no more, but glad to help out kids like Tavon.
I need the Timberlands for her.
And dozens of others.
One for my brother and one for me.
Who sure can use it. Jeremy Hubbard, Fox 31, Denver.
I'm a big fan of Chris Harris. What a great guy. Now, from unemployment to the NFL playoffs in just 3 weeks, what Connor Barth had to say about taking advantage of his second chance and the career firsts he's already accomplished here in Denver. Plus, a hair do or a hair don't. Hear how Coach Fox is explaining these locks, oh my, from his college days.